Hello to all members of the Open Heart Project. It is completely excellent to see you as always. And a very, very special welcome to the vast multitude of people who have signed up in recent weeks. I'm extremely grateful and appreciative of your trust. And I truly hope the Open Heart Project will bring benefit to your life. In recent weeks, there's hundreds of new people have signed up and I couldn't be happier about that. So thank you. Today we're going to sit together for 10 minutes and we're going to start in a moment. But as we start and as our community happens to grow larger and larger, truly, with each passing month, I want to take a moment to comment on the notion of Kalyana Mitra, which is a Sanskrit word. I guess it's spelled, if you would transliterate it, K-A-L-Y-A-N-A-M-I-T-R-A, Kalyana Mitra, which means spiritual friend. And spiritual friends come in all shapes and sizes. Of course, the uber maha spiritual friend, if you should ever feel be fortunate enough, or if it's karmically correct for you to find one particular teacher, that person is your best, your BFF in the world of Kalyana Mitras. But it doesn't just have to be a spiritual teacher who can provide spiritual friendship. It can range from such friends range from anything, as I say, from a guru, like a serious major teacher, to, you know, someone accidentally cuts you off in traffic and you start to become enraged, or I do, let's face it. But something happens and you learn something in that moment about how to calm your angers and irritations and frustrations and so on. So in a sense, that person who cut you off, even though they were wrong, has been a spiritual friend to you in that moment. People who are walking the path with you are your spiritual friends, certainly. So in that sense, all of us in the Open Heart Project are spiritual friends to each other, and our community is, like I say, growing and growing, and you know, more than 12,000 people all over the world who are sitting down to practice with you now. So that's fantastic. We are your spiritual friends. Anyone or anything who teaches you is your spiritual friend. As your meditation instructor at this particular point in time, this moment, I am your spiritual friend, and it is my delight and honor to be such. Parenthetically, I was talking to the great Dharma teacher Tara Brach, a really wonderful author and teacher in the Washington, D.C. area, and I was asking her, how can we stand to walk in this world with open hearts when there's so much that happens in the world that is heartbreaking? How can we possibly bear it? And I sort of thought she was going to tell us something about understanding the true nature of mind, or the bravery of compassion, or, you know, some refer to the Four Noble Truths of the Buddha, you know, really reference some classic Buddhist teaching to explain this very, to answer this very complicated question. But what she said to me was Sangha. Sangha is another Sanskrit word that means community. And if you are a member of the Open Heart Project Sangha, PS, which is the smaller group that anyone can join within the Open Heart Project, this is what she was talking about, that in order to traverse the difficulties of this world in our lives, we need each other. So her answer, quite touchingly to me, was Sangha, community, spiritual friends are ultimately the strongest source of strength. The most potent source of strength in meeting the difficulties and joys of our lives. So thank you for being my Kalyana Mitra, and it's my delight to be yours. And without further ado, let's practice. So let's begin our practice today by opening our minds to the presence of each other, opening our hearts to the presence of the others who are practicing with us right now. Although you may be sitting in your house alone, or your car or your office. Actually, you're not alone right now. We are practicing together. So let's just take that in for a moment. Maybe you have a cat that will practice with you, in which case you're definitely not alone. Hello. So establish your posture. If you're seated on the floor, your legs are crossed loosely in front of you. But it's fine to sit in a chair too. And if so, please place your feet flat on the floor. The hands are palms down, resting on the legs. And really settle into your seat, cushion or chair. Just give your weight. Don't be afraid to be weighty and present. And just sink into your spot right now. In your spot. Let your belly relax. And notice the strength of your back. And while your bottom half sort of roots down, notice that how your torso and limbs and head sort of blossom up, reaching up to the heavens. So you are simultaneously rooting down into earth and reaching up into heaven. The mouth is closed. Breath comes in and out through the nose naturally. And the eyes remain open. And the gaze is cast down to a spot about 6 feet in front, or 1.5 meters. And just let your eyes rest on that spot. They dart around all day, but now they can just rest. And notice that you're breathing. Feel your breath as it enters the body on the inhale and flows out like a river on the exhale. Let your attention ride the breath. So follow it in other words, with your attention. And let your attention dissolve out on the exhale. Your mind, of course, will continue to make thoughts. Excellent. If you notice that you become distracted by thought, however, just let that thought go. Doesn't matter what the content is. And gently return your attention to the breath. There's no need to try to stop thinking. Just let your thoughts sort of roll on like a river that was running right next to you, but you're seated right here on the shore, feeling the wind, the breath, inhaling and exhaling. And all you have to do if you become distracted is let go and come back. And that's it. So we'll sit together. Thank you so much for your practice. And Open Heart Project Sangha members, the theme Sangha and how the support of Sangha community can help us walk through this world, unkind world, in a kind way, is our theme next month. So stay tuned. And thank you everyone for your practice.